Lockdown fatigue. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. Yesterday was the most normal I felt in a while. We were back attending Mass at St. James downtown. Most of the choir was back. The congregation was singing along, masked up, of course. And I almost shook Father Ryan's hand on the way out. Caught myself just in time. That's how close to normal it was. Then I got home later and started going through the news feeds. And I hear this report from the CBS Foreign Desk.
In the Netherlands, there was a second night of violence, this time in the capital, The Hague. Dozens have been arrested in what police are calling anti-lockdown disorder after a new partial lockdown went into effect last week following a major surge in coronavirus hospitalizations.
I've been to the Netherlands a couple of times, and it tends to be a very orderly country. They tread lightly on drugs and sex, but a study last year found that when it came to COVID, people essentially locked themselves down without being forced to. The intelligent lockdown, they called it, motivated by people wanting to do what was best for the country. But it didn't prevent COVID from spiking again and filling the hospitals. And when the government declared a mandatory lockdown, out came the rioters, setting fire to bicycles in the bicycle capital of Europe. That's how angry they were. Same thing in Belgium. Thousands marching in Brussels to protest vaccine passes, which keep unvaccinated people out of bars. So these are all sober people, and they still got out of control. And that's not all.
In nearby Austria, which has some of the highest rates of COVID and the lowest rates of vaccination in Europe, thousands took to the streets of Vienna on Saturday after the government announced a full nationwide lockdown starting on Monday, as well as mandatory vaccination requirements starting February 1st.
At least the Austrians were orderly, except for a few people who brought out their Nazi swag and got arrested. But the point is, if people in these normally compliant countries are out of patience, I can only imagine what would happen here if we have to respond to another spike. So please, even if you feel like life is getting back to normal, keep protecting yourself in whatever way works best for you. Because number one, all of us here at Cairo love people who listen to radio and don't want to lose you. But also because another spike could lead to more mandates at a time when all of us, especially parents stuck at home with fidgety kids, are about to snap. And so if we love freedom, and I know we all do, then staying healthy is not just good medical advice, it's also our patriotic duty.